dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show on this Thursday, November 19th. Glad to have you along with us on ESPN 1460 and 1550, the World Wide Web, live at ESPNSuperstation.com. Or maybe right now you happen to be listening to us on the podcast. I mean, the show might be way over. It could be tonight. And you could be listening on the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft at ESPNSuperstation.com. So whatever you're doing, we hope you enjoy the show, because coming up today, in just a few moments, we're going to talk with the head football coach, Bob Nielsen, of the University of Minnesota Duluth, the defending D2 national champions, welcoming UNK on Saturday. We're going to talk with Hastings St. Cecilia head football coach, Carl Tesmer, joining us here on the program as well. And it's Thursday, so that means Joe DeMeo from Fantasy Players Edge and NFL Power Ranking. So a lot of football, but also got a deer story for you. Got volleyball to talk about and basketball. I want to start with volleyball. UNK taking on Minnesota Duluth this afternoon, 2:30, first round of the NCAA tournament. Man, boy, that loss to Metro must have really shook the team. If you read the article in the Kearney Hub yesterday, Rick Squires really wasn't sugarcoating the whole deal. He says, "We haven't been the same team in practice. We haven't been the same team at all." They're in the NCAA tournament. They're ranked in the top 10 in the country. So even though the girls probably aren't listening to this live right now, come on. Let's go. You're one of the top 10 teams in the country. Go out and play like you only got two losses. What the heck?
Maybe it's a way.
You're better than Metro. We all know it.
That's right. Yeah, they proved that by decisively taking the first two away from them and dominating, and then you thought it was all but over, and then what do? You lose the next three, and then you hang your heads. Well, there's no time to hang your heads now.
Exactly. So that's going on there, 2:30 this afternoon. If they win, they're in the national, or they're in the regional semifinals. It's the toughest region in the country, so Wayne State plays there tonight as well after the Lopers. The Huskers come out and get a big sweep last night as they take care of business against 24th-ranked Baylor. It's the 20th win of the season for the University of Nebraska volleyball team. So they pick up the win. They go to Kansas on Saturday. Awards handed out after our show yesterday, the GPAC All-Conference Volleyball Awards. Four members of Hastings College are named to the first two teams. And on the first team, congratulations to Hastings libero Melanie Kessler and outside hitter Kendra Schwein. And then on the second team, a couple of girls we saw play in high school, Kelsey Wells from Axtell. The middle hitter is the second teamer, along with Leah Dostal. Saw her at State. She's out of Atkinson, a right side hitter. So congratulations there. Basketball last night, UNK and Hastings, they put the ball up. They scored some points. Lopers won an exciting one by a score of 87-84 last night to get off on the right track. And again, for Hastings College, that's a good competitive game.
Yeah, a lot of three-pointers shot made for especially the Lopers. But, yeah, you're right. Get into the action right away and test yourself. Come down to somebody making a shot right at the end and holding on then for the last minute.
Greg Sharp has to be hoping for a Big 12 championship football game and a good bowl game. So maybe that'll get him out of calling a couple of Nebraska men's basketball games.
Doug, I told you this before the show. Never in my life. Now, I have not shot as many baskets as Josiah Parker. I can't say I shot as many baskets as Wade Vaughn's playing 4 years. Never in my life have I shot a basketball and go to the half court line. Go to the half court line. Never have I shot a basketball and missed it 2 foot to the right or 2 foot to the left.
And you're an All-Stater.
I've missed a lot short. I missed a lot long. Nebraska, figure it out. If I shot like that, I'd take 3 weeks off and quit. I wouldn't show back up. Damn, that's embarrassing.
Doug and Daddy show here on ESPN Radio. Let's get you back in your element here. Let's talk football. Biggest game from here on out, it's the biggest game in UNK history every time that they advance on. And hoping that UNK season comes to an end on Saturday is Minnesota Duluth. And we are pleased to welcome the head coach of the defending national champions, Bob Nielsen, onto the Doug and Daddy show here on ESPN Radio. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I have to jokingly ask you, 2 years ago when you're a sub-500 football team and then you turn it around and win 15 football games, did you ever think that somebody needed to take 2 weeks off and quit?
Well, you know, it was a great run last year, a tremendous group of young men that I had an opportunity to work with, and, you know, honestly, probably gets you even more excited for the years ahead, and very proud of the accomplishments of this team and getting back to the national playoffs for a second straight year.
How different is it being the hunted instead of the hunters?
Well, I've told people from the very beginning, you know, this is really a different team. It's a different set of leaders. This team has its own strengths and weaknesses. You know, we talked about that a little bit early on, and at the same time, you know, this team set its own goals, and you know, one of those goals was to win a conference championship and get back in the national playoffs, and so here we are, and now, you know, it's a whole new season, where every game gives us the opportunity to keep playing, and so the focus, really is on, Saturday at noon.
Coach, you've got a pretty darn good offense, averaging 40 points per ball game, and you've got a pretty darn good defense, only giving up 12 points per ball game. Coming into the season, what were you more concerned about getting better, the O or the D?
Well, we had some key people that we had to replace on both sides of the football, and offensively, we knew our team was going to be a little bit different. We relied last year on an outstanding quarterback who had been a four-year starter, was able to really spread the ball around on the perimeter. You know, we're a team that this year relies more on the running game and trying to control the football. Defensively, you know, I think you asked where I'm most pleased. I think that we've been most pleased with the development of our defense. Even though we've got a nice core group of returners there, we've had some young guys that have stepped in, and that group keeps getting better week by week.
Coach, when you look on film at UNK's defense, how do they compare to other ones that you may see in your league and throughout the year?
They're an outstanding group. They play exceptionally hard. They're very physical. You can tell that you know, they're extremely well coached. They're fundamentally sound. You know, they're gonna do things that make it difficult for you to move the ball consistently, and that's gonna be the challenge that we'll face on Saturday, is to try to find ways to be able to do that.
Bob Nielsen joins us. He is the head football coach of Minnesota Duluth. They take on the Lopers coming up on Saturday. And guess the Lopers looking defensively at what you're able to do running that football, led by Isaac Odom, 1,639 yards, 26 touchdowns. I guess, Coach, first talk about him, but he's not all you have. Your quarterback, Chase Vogler, can run the ball. Brian Hansen, Brad Foss also look like they can run the ball.
Well, Isaac's an outstanding player. You know, he's a very gifted running back that has all the things you want in good running backs. He's got power. He's got the ability to make people miss, and when he gets into the open, he's got enough speed that he can take a shorter gain and make it a longer play. And he's played very consistently for us all year. But one of the things that's made us good there is we've been able to divide those carries up. Brad Foss, who was injured the first three, four games, now is back healthy and, you know, in a position where he gives us, you know, fresh legs as part of our running game, and we'll play both of those guys a lot on Saturday.
Coach, what's the home crowd expected to be on Saturday?
Well, it's supposed to be good weather here, good weather for Duluth. You know, they're saying 40s, and you know, I think we'll have a good crowd. You know, it's the second year in a row we've been able to bring a playoff game here to Duluth, and our fans are excited to see our team play, and I know they understand that it's going to be an outstanding football game against a very fine Nebraska Kearney team.
as far as numbers, do you expect 10,000, 15?
No, you know, we good crowds for us are 4,000 or 5,000, okay. And we'd hope we'd be in that range here.
Bob Nielsen joins us here talking about his defending national champions from Minnesota Duluth. Coach, you guys seem to hang on to the ball, only averaging one turnover per ball game this year. Has that ever been an issue for you?
Well, it's one of the things that we want to focus on and we believe in terms of playing winning football is you've got to take care of the football. You've got to try to win the turnover game and also as a result, be good with field position and the teams that you're playing at this time of year, you don't find one that doesn't take care of those things as well. So that's certainly be a factor in the game on Saturday.
Coach, UNK would seem to be, I guess the thought here is that they haven't seen a team that's just going to line up in the RMAC conference and run it at you like you guys will. Is there something that UNK does that you didn't see in your conference?
Well, I think they're very diverse offensively. You seems like anymore, you play teams that that either are wide open passing type football teams, and if they do that they don't they don't try to run the football. I think when you look at them they've got great balance. They've got the ability to put the ball out in the perimeter in the passing game. They've got a very fine running back in their own right, and they're going to try to run the football against you. And so I always felt that teams that have balance like that are the most difficult teams to defend. So, they will bring that to the table here on Saturday.
Coach, just looking at statistics, it looks to me like if everybody wants to come up and stop Isaac, that's fine with you because Vogel will probably put a hand in his belly and roll out and have somebody wide open down the field.
Well, we feel like we've got to make some plays on the perimeter on Saturday. Good defensive teams are going to find ways to make running the football difficult, and you're going to have to find ways to spread them out, whether that's by formation or by throwing the football, we've been able to do that at times, but that's certainly got to be a focus for us on Saturday.
Coach, what about special teams? If this comes down to a field goal at the end of the football game, or maybe even your punt and kick returners, you have anybody real special there?
Our kicking game has been pretty solid, we spend a lot of time in the kicking game. David Nadeau, our place kicker, has been very consistent for us. I think both teams have excellent placement kicking in that regard. Our returners, Noah Pauley and DJ Winfield, have the potential to make big plays in the kicking game with returns and those kinds of plays make a big difference in field position, and field position is always a big part of playoff games like this.
Coach, I must ask, do you despise Grand Valley State as much as we do?
You look at I don't think despise is a word that I'd use. I have a great deal of respect for what
Absolutely.
They've been able to accomplish in being year after year after year, and obviously as a Division II football program, you kind of want to get to that level, the level that they and a Northwest Missouri have set where every year, they're not just expected to be in the playoffs, but every year they're expected to make a run for the national championship. So, from that standpoint, would it be nice to be back into a situation to play them again? The winner of this game may get that opportunity, and if you get that opportunity, you've earned it, and you've got an opportunity to play one of the best teams in the country.
Bob Nielsen with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show, head football coach at Minnesota Duluth. Well, it's kind of weird how this works out. The volleyball teams are playing each other in the NCAA tournament. The basketball teams have to battle each other. Has there been a theme set up there for the whole week?
It is a really unique thing. I just couldn't believe it, when we started looking at the week, and then the volleyball pairings were announced on Sunday following the win by Kearney on Saturday, and then the fact that our basketball team was in a tournament in Mankato and are going to get matched up against each other. So, hopefully it's great for your fans and they can come to Minnesota and take in a couple of events But it's also a very exciting time for all of us to have this many teams in postseason play.
Coach, last question before we let you go. I want to ask you about our hometown running back, RMAC player of the year, Rustin Dring. Your impressions?
Oh, he's a great player. He's a guy that, I talk about Isaac Odom and the things that he does. He's the same kind of player. You know, he's a physical runner. He's capable of making people miss and then has the kind of speed that can make a short gain into a long gain. And so he's got to be a focus for us defensively and somebody that you're not going to stop, but you've got to try to contain in a way that he doesn't beat you.
Coach, no matter what happens on Saturday, I know the folks in Kearney will be rooting for the winner to take it all the way to a national championship, and so hopefully a great football game on Saturday. We appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Bob Nielsen of Minnesota Duluth. They are the defending national champions. They welcome in UNK. And again, I'm going to tell you, don't think that this has no chance at a UNK victory. Don't think that this is USA versus Russia in hockey. Wait a minute. That worked out well. There's possibilities. Minnesota Duluth favorite. Tony, if you had to lay a line on this, what would it be?
Oh, on the road.
An honest line. You got to put your UNK bias away here.
I would say Minnesota Duluth would be a 9.5-point favorite. Nine and a half point favorite.
Solid. Solid. Let's get that on the board.
What would you put it at?
We're not going to put that on Pigskin Picks tomorrow, but what would I put it at?
I just made it more than one score. That was my thought.
I think that's very ballparkish. Very ballparkish. I think if you were in Minnesota, they would think it's more. Again, you're factoring in the intangibles when you're talking about this game. And sometimes intangibles don't matter. Like UNK's never been this far. UNK's never won a road playoff game. This is the defending national champion. These are different teams than last year. So if you get away from that, it may be even closer to a 6-point, a 5-point spread.
That's what I was asking about the crowd. 4,000 to 5,000, something. Hey, we've dealt with before. When you go to Grand Valley State, this time of year, you might get 20,000 people. Something that
half the campus.
Yeah.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got Nebraska football to talk about. Carl Tesmer is going to join us, head football coach from Hastings St. Cecilia, as they get ready for the state finals. Our NFL power rankings, Joe DeMail, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. If you got a question for Joe and your fantasy team, fire it off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining. Stop by and check it out today at the Dent Popper. We'll be back after this.
Hey, you smell smoke?
Yeah, it's my meat. Schroeder Smoked Foods.
It smells pretty good.
It is good.
Can I have a bite?
No.
Schroeder's Smoked Foods. Pulled pork, smoked beef, and pork loin. Stop in to Schroeder Smoked Foods and dine on delicious barbecue. Or have Schroeder Smoked Foods cater your event. Pick it up. Or have us deliver mouth-watering barbecue to your special event. Online at SchroederSmokedFoods.com. On First Street, behind the First State Bank in Shelton. Schroeder's Smoked Foods. Where the fire never goes out. Ooh.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Drs. Owen and Conley have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
I think we need a new house. Buying or selling a home should be a personal experience. It's about helping you make a change for the better. Kearney Realty on East 52nd Street behind the mall. Call 338-1090 or kearneyrealty.net. We're smaller, more personal. We know the neighborhoods and what your home is worth. Call now for a personalized free market analysis of your home. Kearney Realty on East 52nd Street behind the mall. Call 338-1090 or kearneyrealty.net. We are outstanding in our field.
Are you suffering with allergy symptoms? If so, you're not alone. Long-term lasting relief is now possible without drugs or allergy shots. BioVeda Wellness Relief Centers feature new state-of-the-art laser and biofeedback technology to access and alleviate chronic symptoms such as sneezing, headaches, skin irritations, digestive issues, and more. Call Wilhelm Chiropractic Clinic today at 402-463-6797 or visit them online at BioVedaWellness.com.
Thursday night, two teams in need of a win clash in Carolina as the Panthers host the Miami Dolphins. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Westwood One. Join Boomer Esiason, Laura Oakman, and me live from Bank of America Stadium for all the action. Can Carolina or Miami get back into playoff contention before it's too late? Tune in to find out. Dolphins, Panthers. If it's Thursday night football, it's right here.
Catch all the action right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mostly sunny skies will continue throughout the day today with high temperatures of around 54. Winds also turn to the northwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour. We'll then stay mainly clear tonight with a low near 23 with a light west wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Doug and Danny Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Five finalists for the 2009 Bronco Nagurski Trophy announced this morning by the Football Writers Association of America, the Charlotte Touchdown Club. Iowa linebacker Pat Angerer. Angerer.
Sounds like a linebacker.
Tennessee strong safety Eric Berry. Alabama defensive tackle Terrence Cody. TCU defensive end Jerry Hughes. And Nebraska defensive tackle Big Sue. No, it's Indomitian people, Indomitian Sue, vying for one of the highest honors, the National Defensive Player of the Year Award. The winner will be announced December 7th at the Gala Banquet at the Westin Hotel in Charlotte, North Carolina, where North Carolina State coach Tom O'Brien will be the keynote speaker because he won't have anything else to do. That's right, folks. So there you go. Indomitian Sue. Yeah. Hey, folks, don't forget, if you want to go up to the UNK Minnesota Duluth game, the bus tour is going to be cut off at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and maybe even Peter Yazak's listening if he's got some info to update us on that bus trip. 47's the max. They need 40 to go. Students, public, it's open to everybody. They'll leave tomorrow at 11 o'clock from the UNK campus. They'll return after the football game on Saturday. Overnight accommodations are provided in the price. You can call Doc Holliday Tours for all the information, but you need to have it reserved by 2 o'clock this afternoon. 1-800-652-1950. 1-800-652-1950. Carl Tesmer going to join us here, Hastings St. Cecilia coach, in just a moment. But, Daddy, I still think a lot of people saying, you know what, I'll bet those deer were eating Dyna Grow out there by Hayes Center.
They keep getting bigger. They keep getting bigger because they're eating Dyna Grow. I'm going to take you around the area. Results of a 48-entry trial from Roseland, Nebraska. 48 entries. 40 entries were LG Seed, 2 were Pioneer Hybrids, 2 were Dynagrill Hybrids. Let me guess what was number one. That's right, 57 VO1, number one out of the 48 hybrids, 257.1 bushel. Number two out of the 48, clean sweep. Boom went the dynamite, 57 V38. You kidding me? Fish barrel bang.
Boom, boom, boom.
257.1, 250.6. We can deal with that. Let's head to Holdridge. 57 V38 came in number one at a 12-entry trial, 252.5 bushel. Followed at number two. You're not gonna believe this. They flip-flop. 57 V37. You see the reoccurring theme here, people.
Winner.
Oh, 1-800-652-9298. Let's head to Gibbon. 57 V40, number one at 260.5 bushel, a 15.4 bushel advantage over Pioneer 33 D49. Fish barrel bang, folks. We keep telling you this over and over. We're going around the area. We can tell you about results from North Platte. We can tell you about Lexington. We're going to keep telling you because if Lovin' Dynagrow is wrong, then we don't want to be right. Dynagrow is where it's at.
Well, of course, all six of the state football finals will be heard Monday and Tuesday right here on ESPN Radio. Gets going at 10:15 both mornings. But Game 5 of 6. Tuesday looks to stack up real well. The C1 State Championship Tuesday at 2:45. Hastings St. Cecilia is making their first trip to the finals since 2000 when they won it all. They'll take on Norfolk Catholic. And we're pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show the head coach of the Blue Hawks, Carl Tesmer. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Coach, a couple of days now to kind of soak in the win over Broken Bow. I guess my first question is, we all fall into the trap as fans and maybe parents and a community of going, well, you've rolled everybody. There's no need to think that you're not going to roll the next opponent. What's it like when you're actually in a game for the first time in the fourth quarter this deep into the season?
Well, it's a little frightening. And you know, we kept waiting for that to happen as we went through the playoffs, because as you come down the brackets, you eventually run into people that where things begin to equal out, and I just felt like we would, and that doesn't mean that Gordon-Rushville wasn't a very good team, but we thought they were very capable of playing us with that type of competition, and then of course Crofton, we really felt that, and you know, both of those games didn't go that way, and then finally we ran into a team, but it's, you know, Broken Bow's got an awfully good physical football team, and they run their stuff well, and you know, it was just, you know, the last four teams, they were all undefeated in C1, and so you know, we expected to be a little bit closer, and it was a little closer than we wanted.
Carl, did you feel the giant gorilla jump off your back when that was finally over?
Oh, for sure. You know, it's always, everybody wants to try and get to Lincoln. You know, that's the goal, and you're just hoping that you've got one more game in you just to get there, and then of course once you get there you're always hoping for another, but I think just trying to get there is you know, the goal, and we've been close these last three or four years. You know, we played the state runner-up in Valentine in 14-7, and Pierce and won it 2 years in a row there, and we ended up losing to them, so we've played the teams that have gone down there that have done well, and yet we ourselves hadn't gotten there. So it's good to be able to go to Lincoln and play.
I guess following up on that a little bit with the bad luck, I guess that's what you call 10 turnovers or whatever you want to say. Did that ever enter into any of the kids' mind? Did anybody bring that up?
No, and you know, we played a couple of games this year in that kind of adverse weather. So with that, you know, in fact, that's when it came up. You know, a couple of times when it was cold and rainy or snowy, and you know, they entered our minds a little bit, but not much. No, it was just one of those games where those things happen, and, you know, you just, there's nothing you can do about it.
Carl Tesmer is the head football coach of top-ranked Hastings St. Cecilia, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I got to ask you, because I'm curious, you've been around it long enough. When you saw St. Paul knock Pierce out of the playoffs in the first round, was that relief, or just kind of what was your thoughts when that happened?
Well, yeah, it was, and just because, you know, you kind of a nemesis thing, you know, and you begin to wonder maybe if somebody just doesn't have your number somehow, because you know, I thought, well, we may end up playing Pierce again, you know, and they just seem to maybe relax a little bit more or be more aggressive toward us, whatever it is. They played well against us, not that we didn't try hard, but they've gotten after us. So in that respect, it was, you know, it was nice to see the two-year champion go early, and you know, St. Paul certainly had the kind of team that was good enough to, but that was a little bit of a surprise.
Carl Tesmer with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you guys have such an amazing football team, a physical football team, and Mr. Seeley gets all of the props there, but boy, without having seen you play, with the naked eye this year, just seeing on film and highlights, that line is something amazing, because he's amazing, but if it wasn't for that line, your kids don't do what they do, and it seems like maybe they're not getting the pub that all the other kids are.
Well, you know, I think you're probably right, and they seem to be okay with it, because every time we ask them to talk to somebody or talk to a TV man, they don't want to do it, so you know, but I think they're okay with it, and they're quiet with it, and that's the kind of team we have this year. Really, we, you know, usually that kind of thing catches up to you, the publicity thing, and this group doesn't seem to be as caught up in it that much, or they understand that Seeley certainly deserves all he's getting.
Coach, as you look ahead towards Tuesday's matchup, what concerns you about Norfolk Catholic?
Oh, about everything. I've had a chance to see them on film against good quality people, programs and schools. And first of all, they make very, very few mistakes. They're very well coached. You know, they come out, and when they run motion, they run it. You know, everything they do it right. And if you are lined up in the wrong place on defense, they're going to take advantage of it. And so they run out of a lot of multiple sets. Their backs are quick. You know, I thought that the backs up there, Broken Bow, were exceptionally good running backs. And so, you know, in that respect, I hope that, you know, that these from Norfolk Catholic aren't any better. But if they are, I guess we'll just have to play with it. But, again, you know, and then defensively, they're going to be extremely stingy, and they're 6'2". Their linebackers flow to the ball. They're going all over. They're just flying to the ball. So they enjoy the game of football. You can tell that by watching them play, and they play together as a group. And I hadn't seen them. I had heard they were young or maybe putting things together. But, boy, if you look at them now, and Broken Bow is a lot like that. I just thought that their team, Coach Garner up there just did a great job with them. That team up at Broken Bow got better every week. As you watched them on film, you could see them improve. And the thing with Norfolk Catholic is I haven't seen a bad film on them, so that's kind of scary.
Carl, you mentioned Broken Bow again. Is Nathan's got the best quarterback you guys have faced all year?
Oh, without a doubt, you know. And again, it's nice to see what they do with him, and that wishbone is, you know, what they're doing out of it. You know, we used to run it a long time ago, and it's an outstanding formation, still is, you know. Down in Kansas, their Smith Center's made a living off it, and it's a good formation, but Scott definitely makes them go. You know, he stands tall in there. He's got a lot of confidence, and you know, he's never really under a lot of pressure. And then he gets back in the shotgun, you know, the quarterback draws and the things that he's running out of that are so effective. And I guess you might say that kind of we're caught off guard a little bit by it, and even more impressed with his quickness and his speed just by and his decision making just as the game went on, and saw him under pressure when we were trying to get to him.
Last minute with Carl Tesmer, the head football coach at St. Cecilia. Taking a look at that, Coach, is there something that you have to tweak now as you get ready for the state finals that you didn't really realize that Broken Bow threw at you?
Well, not really. I think we need to look, you know, I think nothing else, we're going to look at ourselves a little bit more with our offense. I just felt like we've been doing a lot of things, and, you know, each week you add a play or two, and it just seemed to me like we had trouble trying, or I'd had trouble trying to come up with a play or two, and then when it was all said and done, we just simplified it. We got back in our own full house and just ran at people with our size, and maybe that's, you know, maybe that's not all that bad of an idea, and then break out of that every now and then, because I think you get caught up in that situation where you're running out of multiple sets and you're trying to decide which play is going to work, and you just have too many. The other thing is we didn't get a lot of plays. You know, we didn't have the ball very much, and so that even added to the frustration of the situation for us offensively. We just couldn't get the ball back. They had the ball. I think we had the ball one series in the third quarter, and they had it the rest of that time. So I think we're going to look harder at ourselves, you know, and just kind of see what plays we want to run. And it's that time of the year. There's only one game left. You know, we got to run our best stuff.
Well, Carla, your best stuff came out in the form of one trick play. Who called that play?
Well, it's something that I did, but it's just something that, it was just there. And it's a kind of play that is successful. You know, it's not really what I would call a trick play. It's, you know, people run reverses and reverse passes. And so it was a kind of play that it was a misdirection, misleading. You know, people go one way and then they're flowing hard to the ball. We were pretty lucky to get it off. And it was a situation where we actually could have probably run the reverse off of it too. But, we're just glad it went. And that's all we had at that time. And you never know if you're going to get another chance to get down on somebody's 20-yard line and get in. So you got to do what you got to do.
Well, Coach, get some noodles and the boys Sunday and then head off to Lincoln and bring home a state championship. Thanks for giving us some time today.
Well, thank you, and we're going to give it our best shot. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Carl Tesmer, Hastings St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. Of course, you can hear that here on ESPN Radio and 1230 KHAS, also the home of the Hawks all year long, and that's coming up Tuesday, 2:45 kickoff from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Should be a very intriguing matchup. I think, I'll be honest, I don't know. It depends on how the whole Giltner-Howells thing goes. But, boy, there could be some really good close games on Tuesday in all three classes. Aurora, Scott, and B, St. Cecilia, Norfolk, Catholic, and C1, and the rematch of Ponca, Hardington, Cedar, Catholic starting the day in C2.
In any one of those, any game out there, Humphrey the number one favorite, biggest favorite of all of them. When people look at across state, they go, that one won't be close.
Well, even seeing Hayes Center and Bob Jensen sitting here yesterday and saying they had a chance, and gosh, I hope they do, because they seem like a good group of guys. But Humphrey's just killing everybody. I mean, everybody. So to tab St. Francis, the biggest favorite in all of the finals, I don't know, Millard looks pretty tough in A, but in A, you kind of always seem to get the screwiest result. But, boy. Unfortunately, maybe, yeah. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we talk a little NFL with Joe DeMeo with FantasyPlayersEdge.com. He's coming up in just under 10 minutes. So if you've got to email us a question for your fantasy football team, do so to the Dent Bopper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. But we always like to have a little fun with our NFL power rankings, and those are next.
Now through December 2nd on HomeDepot.com, get free shipping on orders of $49 or more, which means you can shop online and enjoy great low prices right at home on everything from holiday decorations to the perfect Christmas gift. And then give a little Yuletide cheer for that free shipping you got on your order of $49 or more. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Some restrictions apply. Visit HomeDepot.com for details.
You know, Golic, I figured out what's wrong with your face.
What's wrong with my face?
Yeah, you know, you always have that scrunched up look on your face.
I don't have a look on my face. This is my face.
No, what I'm saying is you have the look of someone who's plagued by underwear that is constantly riding up. But I have good news. Hanes created boxer briefs that don't ride up. They're designed to always stay in place.
Oh, you're always so attentive to my needs, Greeny. You'll be happy to know I plan on picking up a pack of these Hanes boxer briefs today.
Well, that's a relief. Put a smile on your face. Pick up a pack of Hanes boxer briefs. Perfect for holiday gift giving at a store near you.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA-eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Mostly sunny skies will continue throughout the day today with high temperatures around 54. Winds also turn to the northwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour. We'll then stay mainly clear tonight with a low near 23 with a light west wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Getting to be that time of year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a deer hunter. How do you do? I got the deer hunting rapping tale for you. I'm so excited, it's my favorite time of year. I love to feast my buns, chasing trophy deer. But don't clap your hands for the stomping of the feet, cause yeah, he's like me, he can't keep a steady beat, no.
It's still the Doug and Daddy Show. Hang on, it's for Daddy.
I got this great big knife, cause the hunting is my life. It's my chance to drink beer and get away from the wife. It's the boys' night out. Well, we partied all night, never made it to our bunks. And I was sitting in the tree stand on a tree day drunk. Wind was blowing 45, temp 30 below. I was freezing to death, then it started to snow. So I got down from the tree stand, started heading for the truck. And that's when I seen it there. The 30-point buck.
Oh. 30-point buck!
30-pointer.
30-point buck.
That 30-pointer, that's nothing, Derek. That is nothing.
That's
nothing. Daddy, if you check out the outdoor section today, Joe Dugan of the Lincoln Journal Star says that practically every deer hunter walking into the Exarban Aquarium this week wants to see the picture. They've already heard about the buck. Not the buck that you know, but the buck. Through online hunting forums, text messages, word of mouth, they know it, and they've checked it out. The 38-point whitetail generating the buzz was shot Saturday by a 24-year-old Texan hunting on private land in Richardson County. A preliminary score, and I don't know what this means. I know what it means, but I don't know what's great and what's over the top. I assume that a preliminary score of 281 is probably a pretty darn good. The rack's official score won't be determined for 60 days. During the so-called drying period, antlers will shrink a little. There you go. That's another thing. So it remains to see if the buck will top a famous set of antlers from a deer killed 47 years ago in Hall County by bow hunter Del Austin of Hastings. Commonly called Old Mossy Horns, the Austin buck scored 279 and 7/8, ranking it not only first in Nebraska, but a world record for a whitetail taken by archery. 38-point buck.
The 30-point buck.
30-point buck!
30-point buck.
That's a 30-pointer.
30-point
congratulations.
Buck. That's a 30-pointer.
I knew some nice, I think some nice deer have been shot in the area, too. So congratulations to all the deer hunters. You see that one, that little Conley boy shot? He's like 14 years old. 9x8 or something?
Usually they are a little bit better than those old experienced that are on a three-day bender. Hey, Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. If you need to be warm while you're out there hunting, they've got the NFL and college hoodies for you. Whether you're a Husker fan, a Loper fan, they've got the gear for you. Hats, T-shirts, sweatshirts, the stocking caps, the gloves, whatever you need. Plenty of cold weather gear if you're going out hunting. And if your kids are getting ready for basketball and wrestling, and, of course, practice got underway this week, then they've got the gear for you. Nike, Adidas, A4. Of course, Mattman, Brute, and Asics when it gets to the wrestling gear as well. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Time for our NFL Power Rankings, Daddy. Let's get after it here, and then we're going to hit into Joe DeMeo. I got some emails here I probably buried in the wrong place. We're going to get to those as well. But I don't know. A lot of change at the bottom, but the top five, I guess, pretty much the same the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Real similar. In those five, Doug, I think it's pretty easy to say Cincinnati, New England, Minnesota, New Orleans, Indy. Maybe the top two are switched around, but I believe we're the same pretty much 5 through 1. At number 10, I dropped the Dallas Cowboys from number 6 last week after Romo won at Philadelphia. Well, they go to Green Bay, and it was like, well, we'd won one big game. What do you expect out of me? And you threw an absolute turd at them last week there, Tony. Good work at Green Bay. Good work at Green Bay. They got them as my number 10.
I want to address Dallas right here because I have just a speck higher because I'm at 9. They had won 4 in a row, right? And Dallas is not a good enough football team to go 13-3. So it had to happen somewhere, and losing at Green Bay, well, that doesn't surprise me really one bit. So, yeah, we keep Dallas in, but, folks, if you look, who are you going to put in their place? Who are you going to put in their place? Go ahead.
Well, number 9, I've got the Baltimore Ravens, and I know that shocked some people. Wasn't a pretty performance, 16-0 on Monday night. Once again, who else are you going to put in there? There's just so few teams. Number 8, I got the Arizona Cardinals making their debut. Seemed to starting to hit stride. They got behind early last week. Number 7, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Don't drop them all that far. Number 6, the San Diego Chargers. Yes, I know Pittsburgh defeated San Diego earlier, but it was a different point in the season. And at Pittsburgh, what was that effort last week? Then 5, Cincinnati, New England. We already went through the top 5, so.
We did?
Well, I said they're exactly the same.
Well, people may have missed that.
I read them all.
Who do you got 3?
Minnesota.
2.
New Orleans.
And 1.
Indianapolis Colts.
Okay, our top 5 are pretty close. I thought about switching Indy with New Orleans, but I didn't because New Orleans, they won. They won. They found a way to win. Indy maybe shouldn't have won, but it doesn't matter. They played New England. I think we have the exact same 10 teams for the first time in the history of doing the NFL Power Rankings, just slightly tweaked. I bring in Arizona at number 10. I leave the likes of Denver. They're the 6-3 team that's left out. All these teams are 5-4. Philadelphia, the New York Giants, Green Bay, Atlanta, Jacksonville, Houston. They are all 5-4, as is Baltimore, and Baltimore is the 5-4 team that I put in there. Arizona 10, Dallas 9, Baltimore 8. I ranked them that way because I thought if they played each other, who's going to win? I think Baltimore still is a great football team and should really give somebody some problems. San Diego's number 7 because they lost to Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh is number 6 because they've lost twice to Cincinnati, and they're 6-3, and Cincinnati's number 5. New England, I keep them at 4. Quirky loss to Indy. That's not a bad loss. Minnesota's 3, Indy's 2, New Orleans 1. Those are your NFL power rankings for the week here on the Doug and Danny Show. We'll take a break, and Joe DeMeo will join us right after this.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Drs. Conley and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
The cracked pipe inside the wall, the broken water heater in the basement. No matter where the water damage begins, one phone call to 1-800-SERV-PRO will bring it to an end. Because when it's your home or business that's been damaged by water, you don't just want your things dry, you want your life back as well. So when water damage strikes, don't let a smaller bid lead to bigger problems later. Make the right call the first time to the cleanup specialist trained to make it like it never even happened. At 1-800-SERV-PRO, fire and water cleanup and restoration. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
'Tis the season to be busy. Cards to sign, parties galore, presents to buy online. Let Webroot Internet Security Software give you one less thing to worry about. Webroot's best-in-class technology is recommended by experts and trusted by millions worldwide. And unlike the other guys, Webroot provides free U.S.-based telephone support. Scan your PC for free at webroot.com/freescan and find out why they're safe, and then there's Webroot safe. Look for Webroot at computer and software retailers.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Fidelity Heating and Air.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Mostly sunny skies will continue throughout the day today with high temperatures of around 54. Winds also turn to the northwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour. We'll then stay mainly clear tonight with a low near 23 with a light west wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll tell you what, we've got a lot to get to with Joe DeMeo, so let's not wait anymore. I'm getting concerned, Joe. You haven't had any stalkers down there from our area, have you?
No, not recently, anyway. I mean, you know, you can't tell a Nebraska stalker from an Oklahoma stalker, so it's very, very difficult.
The Oklahoma stalkers are the ones with the inverted nipples, right?
That's right.
Get away from me! Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're glad to have him on the program today. We've talked everything on this program today, it seems like, from basketball to deer hunting to football to volleyball, and we want to get ready for tonight's Thursday night game. Let's start right there before we get into the emails, Joe. Tonight, it's Miami and Carolina. Ricky Williams' owners are rejoicing. What's the one thing to look for tonight?
Yeah, let's be careful and make sure that D'Angelo Williams is indeed active tonight. I anticipate him being active, but he is questionable with a knee, Doug, and I don't think we can mess around with that. So D'Angelo Williams owners, it's essential that you drop in you know, 7-ish, just to make sure that Williams is in 7 Eastern, that is, to make sure that Williams is indeed going tonight.
That would break my heart, being a Jonathan Stewart owner.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Well, let's get after him here. First up, we've got some crazy folks out here. Dan, who I think is new to the question asking here, says, Jamal Charles, Bernard Scott, Justin Snelling, Darren McFadden for my number two running back. He wants to know if you get points for having the most backup running backs on a team. But
he takes the prize this year for having the most innocuous running backs that you could possibly have in Bernard Scott and company. Dan, no hesitation on this one. Go with Jason Snelling. He's a bowling ball type back, 5'11", 235, 38 pounds, cut along the lines of Michael Turner. Certainly not as talented as Turner, but this will enable Atlanta to keep their game plan very, very sound against the Giants. Jason Snelling over Charles Scott and McFadden.
And following up on that, Chris and Carney wants to know, ask Joe, since I played the waiver wire game and picked up Jason Snelling, would you play him, LaDainian Tomlinson, and Tim Hightower? I guess we've got two of those three. You've got Snelling, LT, and Hightower. It's a points-per-reception league.
It's PPR. The difficult part of that is Hightower. You never know how many balls he's going to get during the course of the game. I think Beanie Wells is getting close to becoming the feature back in Arizona. Coach Wisenhut doesn't like when Hightower has a lot of receptions. It means his offense is not working well downfield. Arizona this week goes against St. Louis. No threats of that offense not going downfield well. That precludes Hightower from having a big game. Start LT and start Snelling.
Yo, Joe, Austin Collier, Pierre Garcon.
Garcon.
That comes from Sauce and Carney. I was just Sauce and Carney. I don't get it, but.
I tell you, Austin Collier has basically stepped a little bit ahead of Pierre Garcon in the Indianapolis Colts wide receiver rotation. Collie was dinged up a little bit last week as well. Trust Austin Collie this week. I mean, Garcon was a little dinged up. Trust Austin Collie this week.
Mark in Minden wants to know the following. He has in his league, he can play two running backs and three wide receivers, or he can play just one running back and four wide receivers. So I guess his question here is he's got Steven Jackson, who he's going to start regardless. Should he start Hines Ward as a fourth wide receiver, or should he go with Bernard Scott or Joe Addai as another running back?
Unquestionably in this case, even though Addai is matched up against a very, very difficult Ravens front seven, Addai is the play as a second running back. He'll be a big factor in slowing down the Ravens' powerful rush game. Terrell Suggs is not going to go this week. It's going to put a little bit of a crimp in the Ravens' interior defense. Go ahead and play Joseph Addai next to Steven Jackson. Bernard Scott and Ward, I don't think are going to measure up to that standard this week.
Here's another one that has Addai in the equation. Torrey in Riverdale wants to know, ask Joe, in a PPR league, I got 3 out of 4 I need to play. Frank Gore, Joe Addai, Ricky Williams, and I assume he means Sidney Rice. So Gore, Addai, Ricky Williams, and Sidney Rice.
Okay, so it's not Ray Rice, it's Sidney Rice?
Well, he just put Rice. Yeah, maybe Ray Rice. Let's go with Ray Rice. Probably they're all running backs. Gore, Addai, Rice, and Ricky Williams.
Okay, in that company, Addai sits. Gore, Ricky Williams, and Ray Rice would go in that group. If it's Sidney Rice, then you need to go with Addai, Gore, and Ray Williams.
Joe, I need 3 out of this group. Jericho Cotchery, Calvin Johnson, Santana Moss, Ocho Cinco, Kevin Walter.
Cotchery, Calvin Johnson, and Ocho Cinco probably give you the best chance to score well. Santana Moss is way, way too erratic. When he shows up, he shows up big, but he often disappears for 5 or 6 games. And Kevin Walter, frankly, has been a disappointment. Last week, he was supposed to come to the party with Owen Daniel being out and barely topped the 60 yards. Trust Country is becoming a kind of a quietly a good weapon for Sanchez underneath while Edwards stretches the field. Calvin Johnson, you have to start, especially with Cleveland coming to town and Ocho Cinco versus Oakland. He'll draw Nanande Asumagua, the shutdown corner for Oakland. But Ocho Cinco has the ability to beat any corner, so use him as your third.
Let's keep on rolling. Joe DiMeo joins us here with all of his intelligence from fantasyplayersedge.com. Let's go to Red Cloud. Justin wants to know if Marshawn Lynch is ready to break out yet.
Justin, there's no evidence that Marshawn Lynch is going to come to the party this year. He's had several great opportunities where he's been, frankly, mediocre. This week, Buffalo faces Jacksonville. Jacksonville is not the substantive Jacksonville defense that we all know, but their rush defense is middle of the pack. The way to beat Jacksonville is over the top. Can Buffalo's Ryan Fitzpatrick exploit Jacksonville with Owens and Evans downfield? We'll find out. But I don't see Marshawn Lynch representing any breakout anytime soon.
Joe, we've got another question here that says, who has a bigger week, Wes Welker, a normally double-digit scorer, or Lee Evans against a bad Jags pass defense?
No, because Lee Evans has Ryan Fitzpatrick throwing to him. Wes Welker is the clear choice there. I mean, you got to look at batteries. And Welker going – I mean, the Jets are – let this sound – But shutdown corner Darrell Revis is going to be focused on Randy Moss, leaving Leo Shepard or Strickland to deal with Wes Welker underneath. Welker outperforms Evans this week.
So that means you should bench all your Oakland receivers too, right?
With the amazing Bruce Gretkowski at the helm, I think you don't have any choice but to take shares. Let me say it this way. If you are fielding an Oakland receiver, there's a good chance that you're looking up in the standings.
It is so bad. Johnny Lee Higgins, I can't believe I drafted him in a touchdown-only league. Let's go to Mike in Hastings here for Joe DiMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Says he needs to start just one of these, and it is a touchdown-only league. So Mike in a touchdown-only league needs to start one of these. Beanie Wells, D'Angelo Williams, Mendenhall, or McCoy?
Okay. This week only in a touchdown league. Let's start with Rashad Mendenhall going against the Kansas City Chiefs team that's just absolutely horrible on the ground. They're allowing about 4.6 yards per carry. Look for Pittsburgh to return to its roots and try to pound the ball a little more and give Roethlisberger a bit of a reprieve. This is a Mendenhall week, although I do believe that D'Angelo Williams, if he's active tonight, will find pay dirt, but let's trust Mendenhall.
Well, I think we've hammered just about all of the emails here so far, so let's get to, with all the bye weeks gone, everybody, barring injury, should have their drops and adds pretty much set for the home stretch and getting ready for the playoffs in a couple of 3 weeks. The Snelling kid out of Atlanta, I guess he might have been on a few waiver wires. Is there anybody else out there? If you have got somebody injured, is there still some stud that should be sitting on the waiver wire?
Well, from the running back situation, there was an extraordinary amount of injuries last week, as you guys know. We had some major backs, Michael Turner, Cedric Benson, Ronnie Brown, Julius Jones, Brian Westbrook, all facing some type of a potential long-term injury. Ronnie Brown's gone for the season. We know that. Westbrook, I don't know if he gets back to the party. No word on Turner, but if he has a high ankle, he's out 2 to 4 weeks minimum. We talked about Snelling. Bernard Scott came up in a few of the wonderful emails we received. If he's available, he's not a bad play against Oakland this week. Ricky Williams is probably not available in most serious leagues. Justin Forsett, I think, is a nice add if you need help this week. He goes against Minnesota. Minnesota has the reputation as being a solid run-stopping group. But this season, the truth be known, Minnesota is is still allowing over 4 yards a carry. Where they've been solid is they've only allowed 2 rushing touchdowns on the season. So if you're in a touchdown heavy league, Justin Force, that might be a bad play. But if you're in a league that, for instance, gives you a point for every 10 yards and some PPR type of scoring, then Forsett is a nice pickup. LeSean McCoy will replace Westbrook in Philadelphia, but Philadelphia has been using Leonard Weaver as kind of a backfield component or complement to McCoy, which mitigates his value by and large. So the only ones out there I would say, I mean, Snelly would be my first choice. He'd be the first person I would want you to add, but after that, in this order, I would look for Forsett, Bernard Scott, and then lastly LeSean McCoy.
Well, a ton of info. We get more and more emails every week. And reminder, folks, because it's Thanksgiving next week, no show on Thursday. So Joe is going to join us on Wednesday to get you ready for the triple header Thursday and the NFL action next week. Joe, FantasyPlayersEdge.com is where everybody goes for the very latest information. And we can't wait to talk to you again next week. As always, thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you, Doug. Thank you, Daddy. And I want to thank everyone in the greater Kearney area for their incredible questions. It's which makes this game so interesting. So thank you, Greater Kearney area, and, of course, Doug and Daddy, thank you. Look forward to chatting with you next Wednesday.
Take care, Joe. Take care, bud. And we are up against it here, so let's wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show. Zach Greinke, Cy Young Award. I don't think we made enough out of that. We will peanut butter jelly it up sometime just in his honor. Anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here?
No, I think we got the Nebraska basketball deal off my mind. That was the main thing when I came in today. It was a little hot.
UNK Volleyball will keep you up to date this afternoon here on ESPN Radio. Tonight, we will have the Carolina-Miami NFL game. And tonight, college football, Daddy, Colorado-Oklahoma State. I got a sneaking suspicion Colorado keeps it within that 3-touchdown spread just because Okie State knows it's an easy game, and they're looking ahead to Oklahoma. Your thoughts real quick?
You know what? I think they get a little taste of the Fiesta Bowl. I think Oklahoma State, Mike Gundy, keeps it in focus. I think they deal with them.
Rex Burkhead was back at practice for the Huskers yesterday. Who knows? If they get to a Big 12 championship game, maybe he'll get to play. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Carl Tesmer, head football coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. And, of course, Bob Nielsen, the head football coach at Minnesota Duluth, joins us tomorrow. Ottawa, Kansas coach Kent Kessinger, they take on Hastings. And Bill Snyder, K-State head coach here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Drew, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!